Haley's show. And my guest today is really going to talk about VA Volunteer Transportation Network. It's going to be really, really interesting. Dr. Sabrina Clark, she's the director for the VA Center for Development and Civic Engagement. Dr. Clark, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I am great. And thanks for having me today, Neil. Good to be here.
Well, I'm going to just say thank you for your service serving veterans. That's a tremendous honor for you to be doing that. And we all should honor our veterans as much as possible because they protect us from making us a free nation in so many ways.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the thanks. And it is indeed a privilege to serve with VA. I've been doing it for more than 30 years. So it's been an awesome pleasure for 3 decades now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you tell us more about VA's Volunteer Transportation Network?
Absolutely. VA's Volunteer Transportation Network is a system that allows for our veterans to be transported by volunteers using vehicles that are primarily donated by the Disabled American Veterans. And it provides a cost-free transportation to veterans for their medical appointments at VA facilities.
That's fantastic. And I want to kind of follow up on that fact is it's very difficult for some of our VAs who are struggling to have transportation to get to one of the VA hospitals or different medical places. So that's got to be a fantastic service in that way of no cost to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we recognize that transportation is one of those social determinants of health that allow people to access their care. So we're fortunate to be able to have volunteers that will provide that service.
What is the criteria needed to become a volunteer driver for the VA?
Well, one, they need to complete a volunteer application, have a background check, and other training such as privacy, defensive driving training, videos that we show, and other training that allows our program to operate safely. I probably don't need to say, but will say that they need to have a driver's license. That's really important. And drivers have to undergo a physical examination by a VA occupational health provider. They also have to provide proof of their automobile insurance. And not that we tap into that insurance, but it's important that we understand that individuals who operate these vehicles and transport our veterans are insurable, meaning that should there ever be any incidents, that we know that we have a licensed, insurable driver that has been part of our network to transport veterans.
What does it mean for volunteers to receive this transportation service from the VA?
Well, you started with that. When we know that there are limitations to individuals getting treatment, and sometimes that limitation is transportation, it means access to care. And I continue, those three words are so important to say those three words. It means access to care for veterans who otherwise may not have that access, which means they may not receive that care in a timely way.
So how do veterans find out about this? Like, you know, I don't think all the vets out there know about this program. And especially you're looking at how many VA hospitals are and how many veterans are all over the United States to go ahead and find, you know, the particular places to go, right? You know, like just because you're a veteran, you don't know some of these services that are available for them. For themselves, because they're not, you know, they don't sometimes go out to it, or they didn't know this is around.
Yeah, absolutely. But veterans can find out about this service through their local VA hospitals. And I need to say that this program isn't at every VA hospital, but it is at most of our facilities. So it's important that veterans, particularly if there is a need for transportation, that veterans, first of all, must say that they have that need. They have to express that need so that even if it is not the Volunteer Transportation Network, there are other systems in place within VA that allow them to access that care. And that's job one for VA, is to provide the access to care through our network or through others. So that is the first way that veterans can find out, is to express the need and to show up at their local VA hospitals or call and let our providers and our staff there know that that is a need for them.
Well, it's amazing to have this program because think of the logistics that you have to deal with dealing with different, you know, veterans, different vehicles, different coordination, all those different things. It's great that the VA offers this, but also it is great that you guys don't see this as another burden for you guys. You see how important it is to serve the vets. And by courting such a big infrastructure like this and the volunteers, thank the volunteers, but also thank everyone involved to make sure it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not a burden at all. Again, that's part of what we do within the VA Center for Development and Civic Engagement. It's to give the community an opportunity to give back to veterans. So people come to us and say, I want to serve. What can I do? And then when we find those willing partners, like the Disabled American Veterans that said, we can provide transportation, we want to donate vehicles. And they have over the past 40 or so years to VA to continue a program like this and help us provide drivers. So it's not at all a burden, but it is, again, an opportunity for the community to give back to veterans who have already given so much to this country. So it's quite an honor to be able to have this service available.
Okay, two groups of people. First of all, if you want to volunteer to be a driver, where should you go?
Again, you can visit our website at www.volunteer.va.gov. That's www.volunteer.va.gov. Or you can go to your local VA medical center and speak to the program manager for your volunteer services or the VA Center for Development and Civic Engagement. And I bet if you walk in the doors of any VA hospital, the first person you may meet is another volunteer. So have them point you in the right direction.
That's fabulous. And that's just great information. And both anyone that wants to be involved in your ask, go to your VA hospital. If you want to be able to have that transportation as well, call your VA hospital, your local VA hospital. Well, I appreciate it, doctor. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.